This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, as we do on Thursdays usually, just taking, of course, a look back at the week that was. So here it is.
8 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Perspective with Sibenzile Ngambule.
Hello, hi. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to it. This is the Power Perspective. I am Sibenzile Ngambule. Oh, it's good to be with you. It has been a very, very long weekend. It's usually too short. And I get it. I'm like, I gotta do this again. But today I was like, nah, man. When is this day getting here? Because, so I'm driving home on Friday. Then the news comes out, right? About the Concord judgment. And in my mind, I was just like, I just wish I was making my way to Powerhouse so that we can chew on it and chat about it. My goodness me, so much doesn't make sense, right? Things don't make sense. Even Bafana Bafana is winning against Ghana. Imagine that. 0861-987-000. I don't want to waste time. Let's hear from Bandile in Orlando West.
Hey, Sebenzile. We're not to home alone. My last call I call up my TNC, I'm a mafia.
Angvuma, Bandile.
Yeah, I'm a big man. I'm a cousin. I'm a mafia. Kama mafia anje. Abantu babona bobhekicele ngama-tops nyana lapha besibacabanga ukuthi ANC amamafia. Amamafia wa-operate kanje njenge-ANC. ANC yabotsotsi nje. Angeke side amamafia. Aweka amamafia anje.
Amamafia operate kanjani manje?
Yabona nje, for instance, nje like South Africa sine-Israeli mafia, Pakistani mafia, Somalia mafia, Indian mafia. Uyangithola? Into zabo bazenza, akusho ukuthi aba-act like ama-celebrity. Ngeke ubabone into zabo abazenzayo. Basilence. Umphakathi phuma yawubhekela ke amamafia ke mase sikhuluma iqiniso futhi abayenzi lento enziwayo labantu. Amamafia awatshontshi imali yomphakathi, atshontsha la atshontsha khona nabulalana wodwa amamafia. But umphakathi ayawubhekela amamafia, laba bawubhekeli umphakathi nezinto abazenzayo. Hhayi, ma ngabe uyawazi amafilimu amamafia or uyazifunda iyncwadi zamamafia, uzobona ukuthi labantu bahlukile nje kumamafia. Ukuba-elevator kahle kahle mawuthi amamafia.
All right, let's also hear from KG in the line from Pretoria East.
You know, I listened to the deputy minister when she referred to a situation in North West where, you know, ladies create sort of an opportunity for themselves to give birth to disabled kids by taking alcohol when they're pregnant. It's very sad to hear, but hey, people are desperate because this government is not really doing anything about empowering the citizens towards them looking after themselves. Even the 350 now. I mean, you think of it, can't we put this money together to revive your Incandestria in Prangosquet, to revive your Pabelechi in Hammanskraal, instead of just dishing out this 350 and actually add the economic activity to them?
Yeah, absolutely. And KG, the point about can't we, you know, let's use the 350s for something else. What are people meant to eat right now, right? And I'm all for teach people how to fish, but give them fish while they're learning how to fish, right? They're very immediate needs that we have as people, and those need to be addressed while, of course, we try and figure out a longer term
solution. No, we can do it. I mean, this government is not regular. We can do it immediately. What do we have any business doing tender for cleaning service and gardens? Why can't we employ people directly to be cleaners of a government department, a local municipality?
Power Perspective with Sibenzile Ngambule. Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight on Power 98.7.
My question, Mr. Mani, was whether or not you're prepared to share with us how ill the president is, or what his condition is currently. Is that answer no?
I think it's important. Let me take a cynic route again and say this is the strangest thing in this country, that when it comes to President Zuma's rights, everyone takes for granted that his rights can be trampled on.
So for the people who are actually concerned, right, I would also think that the question is an opportunity to also give those people an opportunity to know.
No, maybe I misunderstood the question to mean what exactly is he suffering from. Is it, so if that was not the question, I withdraw.
I did not ask you what he's suffering from. I was asking if you are prepared to share with us how he's doing.
Of course. No, he's coping with the situation. But I think the issue here is about whether he's coping with the situation. The issue is about who's asking this question and who's answering this question. So in other words, for a lay person, if you were to walk into President Zuma now, as a lay person, you will just see somebody that can talk, breathe and talk and laugh and whatever, a normal person, as it were. But if you then look at these medical reports, which have gone into a whole lot of depth about this thing.
8 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Perspective with Sibenzile Ngambule.
Ay, ay, ay. Hey, but Uten is fit for a footballer. Oh, my daughter, Edward. Every family must have that guy. Hey, the Edward in the family. You know who, maybe it's you. And you don't know you have an Edward in the family. All right.
Tweet Sibenzile, @SibenGambule, and #PowerPerspective.
We are now joined on the line by Minister in the Presidency, Mondli Gungubele, and we're talking about the Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan.
Maybe before we go there, Sibenzile, sometimes you forget some to speak about the good things that have already happened since the recovery plan was tabled by the President on the 15th of October last year. Mm. That as we speak now, the mass employment has actually absorbed no less than 700,000 young people who are in that system. It's quite an unprecedented absorption that people have access to some income at the same time, training and upgrading them so that as the economy starts to pick up, they can be absorbed by those. The other issue is that we are beginning to see value in the productive relationship between the finance department and the presidency to ensure that the limited resources at our disposal are focused on catalytic projects, that those few when done will turn things around, like Sputla, Dr. Ramakopa, for instance, would have actually gone at length on how we are emphasizing the fifth capital information for productive capacity.
What are some of these jobs, Minister, before we talk about what you'll be looking at?
They have been absorbed in the education sector, also in health. And what is also exciting about that project, which the President seems very much happy about, is that for the first time, you put not less than 700,000 youngsters in mass employment. There is not even a whiff of corruption.
Mm. Let's hear from a tab on the line from Mamelodi with a question.
You know, this is not something new in the ears of the minister. And we are sick and tired of ministers coming here saying one thing and doing the best other. Because of we have run out of business. My question is that what is the criteria that is going to be used to make sure that this company, the money that is going into this company will ever reach there? Because of during COVID-19, we have the grant that was supposed to be given to SMEs. It only ended in the hands of white companies who did not even vote for the minister to occupy that position. We were told that our businesses are at risk.
Power Perspective with Sibenzile Ngambule. Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight on Power 98.7.
And we will now be joined by some opposition political parties to share their views on this major issue, really, that we've unpacked yesterday. We had a lengthy discussion as well with the IEC about their decision to reopen political party registration, the candidates list. Let's start with the IFP. Thank you for your time with us this evening. You know, when we were listening to the former DCJ Moseneke provide the recommendations about the extension, many of us, in fact, confidently said, well, of course, it'll be extended. It's a no-brainer. These are the challenges and so on. They spoke about 4,000 plus submissions, the majority of which, of course, saying postpone. It hasn't been easy to do. But here we are now, where, in fact, it took the court to say to the IEC, actually, no, hang on a second here. This is not quite how it works. But we still find ourselves in a situation where an IEC's integrity and credibility, in fact, is being questioned, whether or not they make it out of this. Still, the IEC that's respected by the country is one conversation. But let's talk broadly as a start about what our understanding of fairness should be and whether your view as a party that the way events have played themselves out have in fact had at their core the philosophy of fairness around elections.
So it's surprising then now that the IEC finds a backdoor to accommodate the application of the ANC. But the other logical, with all of these things need to be rational, logical, and reasonable. None of us have heard of any independent candidate who's screaming off the rooftops of whatever place saying that I've not had an opportunity to register as an independent candidate, because anybody wanted to enter the elections did so. The 23rd of August was not the day of submission. It was the last day of submission. So everything has been done here by the so-called IEC, and I say so-called in the context of independent, that the independence is no longer there. They've buckled under political pressure, and the integrity of the processes has been compromised by this political maneuvering that the IEC is doing. So let me finally say, the IFP is not afraid of contesting the ANC in the elections. We've done everything possible within our planning and our campaigning strategy to make sure that we're going to meet the ANC head on. So whether they are in Zululand or not in Zululand, largely they were compromised. That's not the issue.
Let me bring in the EFF spokesperson as well, Vuyani Pambo. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Mr. Pambo. Good evening.
Well, look, let's begin by saying that as the EFF were prepared for elections, and when we were registering our candidates, we were not registering our candidates based on the fact that the ANC was not going to register its candidates. We were registering in mind that we're contesting everyone who's participating, particularly the ANC, because we contest power, and power is in the hands of the ANC as it stands. And our contestation of the outcomes or what is now playing out is not based on the fact that we want to get a walkover over the ANC not having registered. But as the former panelist, Somlomowe IFP, has said, that it's a matter of principle more than anything. And if the NFP, the IFP have gone through the same route, the outcome should be the same. The precedence is overwhelming. And so the IEC cannot be a sub-branch of the ANC. And if we are to speak of free and fair elections, they must not just be articulated in posters and flyers of the IEC, but they must be seen to be done by the IEC. And our sense is that, you know, the credibility of IEC leaves the individuals as, you know, their credibility may be, you know, questionable. But this institution must be preserved. We as the EFF in 2019, when opposition parties were fighting, saying that these elections were not free, and so one of the political parties that said to them, we're not going to participate.
I want to bring in the DA's Federal Council Chairperson, Ms. Helen Zilla. Good evening, Ms. Zilla. Thank you for joining us.
Please call me Helen Sebenzile.
The EFF, as you heard in those comments, in fact, going in quite hard for the Constitutional Court about the time that they took and so on, and the order not being vague. You, of course, made comments ahead of that order being handed on last week, Friday, essentially seeking for South Africans to question the credibility and the integrity of the courts. Do you regret the comments you made?
Well, first of all, you must quote me correctly, Sebenzile. I don't like being misquoted. I don't like one sentence out of a five-series tweet, I think it was, five different sections being taken out and manipulated. Now, let's get to the core of the issue. The ANC missed the deadline. That's the point. The ANC then tried to go to the electoral court to get the deadline set aside and to enable it to register its candidates after the deadline. When it went to the electoral court, it knew that the Constitutional Court was sitting on the very issue of postponing the election. And in the morning, it was a Monday morning, they put in their application to the electoral court, and by that afternoon, they'd withdrawn it. But they knew before they put that submission in that the Constitutional Court was hearing it and would make a ruling. So what changed that made them withdraw their application to the electoral court on that pretext? Something must have changed. Something must have changed. The ANC hasn't said what it is. The IEC hasn't said what it is.
But this is the thing though, Helen. You didn't go on and ask all of these questions about could they perhaps not afford the legal representation? Maybe they pulled out for whatever reason. You were quite particular about this line where you say if information is leaking from the Concord to the African National Congress, it's nothing short of a constitutional crisis. You're essentially implicating an entire court and perhaps by extension the entire judiciary here.
Suddenly in South Africa, people don't seem to understand what the word if means. If is not such a difficult word. It is a word of conjecture. It is a word of speculation. And if you read the series of tweets, you will see that I based it on what Die Burger, which is a newspaper in Cape Town, was saying exactly the same thing.
Power Perspective with Seven Zile Ngambule. Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight on Power 98.7.
Let's move on now to the conversation in this hour of the show. The Deputy Minister of Social Development, Henrietta Bogopane-Zulu, is joining me now on the line. Yesterday, we had started, in fact, a conversation around the stats of looking at teenage pregnancy, young children, and also the aspect of the sexually transmitted diseases. Now, it's good to have you on the show, Minister. It isn't for pleasant reasons. These numbers are staggering.
You know, Sebenzile, for somebody like me, children who have children doesn't shock me anymore. So I kind of like, for as long as I can remember, children have been falling pregnant and we talk about it. It's like kind of like gender-based violence and femicide. Women die every day, and then the one day there's this woman that the media pick up and we all get angry, and then as quickly as we got angry, we go back. So that is for me what the fight was about. It was like, you know what, guys, I guess this is my job every day. You get to stress about it when the numbers come out. But as somebody that's in social development, who's the guardian of children, you feel helpless because now it's not even the streets that is dealing with the children. It's their own fathers that gave birth to them, their own uncles. Now we must, as government or as the department, go into people's bedrooms, into people's private spaces. And the truth is, it's just not possible. So we don't know now where children are safe anymore. Like you said, it was lockdown. Families were supposed to start catching up with each other. Instead, other things happened in that space. Women got killed, beaten up, children got raped. Yeah. Story of my life.
All right, let's go straight to the lines 0861-987-000. Let's start off with Nick in Pretoria. Hi, Nick.
Deputy Minister, basically the way that you started the show was quite disappointing for me. It's like you are very much depleted, and as citizens, our expectation is that you should be this custodian of the policies and, you know, implementation and strategies. And as a father of a 13 year old and knowing that what is happening in the country is not good enough, I felt a bit set aback.
Tabo, you're in Mamelodi, hi.
Currently the one. I don't know what the minister is talking about with her data, saying that they have 28,000 convictions. When we have over 300,000 of bad log DNA in the SAPS. Two, Currently, I'm raising a 16-year-old. I have one girl, five boys, of which I'm raising. My wife is not working. I have to make sure that I take good care of them. Because we are living with these predators in our community. The minister lives in the suburban areas where they have security. What affects us does not affect them. So, Minister, I'm begging you, let us take care of our children the best we know how. Today, you have totally disarmed us. We cannot talk to our children. Now we have to take care of a child that is 10 years old, that has a child, that's even infected with HIV.
Deputy Minister, I said I'll take three, have you respond and then go to the lines again.
You see, Sebenzile, the men that called, if they can take up the energy that they used to tell me how whatever deflated and take that energy to go and talk to the men who are the ones raping the children, they would help this country. Because the time to want to think I'm going to be talking to you and claiming things and wanting to create like government has all the solutions, it's that I'm not going to do. But it is men who rape our girls. So the same energy we use to point fingers and want to find fault, but it's also a wrong notion, Sebenzile, that children who live in suburbs, they are not getting raped. It's not true. I can tell you that actually the children in the township get more justice. These ones in the estates, in the security, even when the child calls the police can't access the house. If when a woman gets killed in an estate, the security would not let the police through the gate. And that is how serious it is.
Send us your voice notes on 083-303-7093.
Yes, Minister Bonnete, if men could take that energy ever buang kayona, haba bua mogedion balo khalomela banna ba bang bas nan dikelello. That should help. Empower tsiba ke na lo thata ka taba ena ya molao wa South Africa o fileng bana ditokelo. Yes, balokelo bana ditokelo. Na I'm raising two daughters of which ke ka thaba ka di rights tse molao wa South Africa go fileng tsone. Empa bothata ba ka ke bona banna ba hlahang ka ntle ho naha ena ya Afrika Borwa. Ba tloetse go ba re bolaele ba ga di ba re bolaele di gaitse di ba re le bomme ha bona le tsholo etswang ka bona mara bona ba mona Afrika Borwa ga re kaetsa ho hong ka bona re nka gele batho ba babe ka ofela ke le ba minister ke le lukiseng taba ya maforeign a tsoreng ga itseditsa rona hampe thank you.
Power Perspective with Seven Zile Ngambule Monday to Thursday 8 p.m. to midnight on Power 98.7. You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.